A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here to break down the next episode of MasterChef. We have my personal favorite challenge, the wall challenge.
I have to say, something interesting that's happening this season is the judges are doing this WWE announcer voice whenever, like, the tag team challenge or the wall, you know,
the like wall. It's very dramatic.
Yes, very wrestling. I love it. You did this.
Yes, we were the first season to do the tag or the wall challenge, so we were the guinea pigs for it. I know, I didn't get to do. I was mad. I don't know why we didn't get to do tag team. It was weird
because you had to stand
for the only season.
You had to stand 6 feet apart.
Yeah, so they needed to put the wall in, so we didn't interact. It's true.
Like, literally, that's probably why they built it.
Yeah, that's probably why the challenge was made, because of, yeah, they were like, what can we do that's also a team?
I imagine
put a wall between them.
Some construction designer was like, let's just put a fucking wall up between them then. Yeah. I don't know why someone would say that.
Yeah.
I am wearing my Need Salt t-shirt.
I know. I need to put mine on. I'm sweating and I'm like, my shirt's sitting right here.
But you're sick again. There's a lot of shit going on in your life. All of our lives.
I've got pneumonia. It's great.
And at the end of this episode, one of the contestants is not coming on the podcast. I'm absolutely heartbroken and devastated. We'll get to that at the end.
It is a double elimination.
That's right.
They put that on and you've hopefully at this point you've watched the episodes. You already know what happens, but we're going to get into
that. Those people that are sending us DMs like, you spoiled it. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, why are you listening to the episode podcast?
Why would you listen to it beforehand?
Right.
You spoiled it for yourself. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Obviously, we're going to break down the episode. Yes, we're going to announce what happens.
There's a lot of people that listen to this podcast, and it's confusing some of the DM messages that we get.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You spoiled it. Okay.
Well.
So I wrote down immediately with the wall challenge, I'm nervous for Jennifer.
Oh.
Because she revealed when she came here as a guest that she had, and then she also revealed it on MasterChef that she had a hearing problem, or she's deaf in one ear, which to me sounds like, how is she going to be able to do a challenge where she cannot see the other person and what they're doing? So I was really worried for her here. What were your initial thoughts of, like, who's going to do well with the wall or not do well?
I thought Bryn would do well with the wall. I thought Wayne would do well with the wall. I thought people that are good on their technique. So even Jennifer, I thought, like, and plating, like, that's where this really matters.
Yeah.
That's really what goes into play. Like, I mean, if you've seen it before, the last times they've done it, it's very much about, you know, picking a pretty, like, neutral dish and just being able to mimic the cook and the plate of the two dishes. So not to get too, like, complicated with a weird sauce or something like crazy like that. So I thought
some people did go down that road.
They did.
When Jennifer said that she's deaf in one ear, it was like, it felt like it was news to Gordon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like, Oh, wow. Like,
it wasn't, but you know,
I would imagine that it was not. Yeah.
But that would make it so challenging.
Wayne, who sent this lovely t-shirt, thank you again, 60minutechef@.com, is that what it is?
Yeah, and go to his Instagram, 60minutechef. You can find it there.
You can get all there's so many cool shirts and whatnot. Gordon kind of comes at him and says, like, well, you're probably feeling very confident because, well, when he has the magical power.
Right.
But Wayne says he's not going to lie. He's intimidated by the wall. So he admits to being humble. Do you think Wayne is getting a, like a, is he mis, being misinterpreted by maybe the audience and the cast, because I think he's coming across at times as, for lack of a better word, the villain, maybe the game player.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's probably having, I don't want to say an identity crisis, but I'm sure it's hard for him to kind of like to figure it out of like, okay, am I playing the villain? Am I just sticking to myself? Or he probably gets pulled into the group who's very friendly with each other, and then he wants to be friends with them. And then situations occur where he's like, no, this is a competition. I have to I'm here to win. And so you get a reality check, and then you go back to hanging with your friends, and you're just like, well, that was a competition. Now I'm going to be friends. But so I think it's a really fine line.
It's very athlete baseball.
Yeah.
You know, we could be friends off the field, but you know, when we're playing the game, my team's trying to win. So I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to do anything other than that.
Yeah. Did you watch the women? This is random, but did you watch the Women's World Cup at all?
Yes, a little bit.
So US was playing Sweden.
Right.
And one of the US players plays with one of the girls on Sweden on their like actual teams.
Sure.
And they got into like a huge tiff during the game.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Yes. Like one took him down. She went at the girl and they were like almost in a fist fight.
Oh my God.
There was this whole thing about
it. I love the drama.
Yeah. So much drama. And then the rest of the game, they were going at it. And like, they were like, these girls are teammates and like close friends. And they were just the whole game at each other's throats. And then right after the game, they went up to each other and like gave each other a hug and was like,
okay, cool.
They're normal. And it was just like, they get it, you know, like.
I respect that about Wayne, that Wayne is a competitor and that Wayne wants to win.
Yeah. Can you separate that?
Yeah, I dig that. That's the players that I gravitate towards. Hence why me and you are buds and talking, because I was a fan of you. I knew that you had a take no prisoners. I'm here for me, my family, and to win this game, and dealt with whatever you were thrown at. Like, you weren't there. I mean, sure, I'm sure you have lasting relationships with people, but I respect it and love that you were there.
Yeah,
and
I think it's like one of those things. It's like everyone works in teams or in competition or grieves or like deals with stress differently.
Okay, but Wayne does get this incredible magical power where he's going to put the teams together.
Yes,
and
amazing.
Let's start talking about the team. It's an amazing, see, like, that is a great fucking magical power.
It's just fun to like see what the contestants think of each other and their reasoning behind it. So I really obviously enjoyed watching this whole process unfail.
Well, and I was like, there's a part of me, because like we just talked about, like, we know that Wayne's a competitor. You know that Wayne isn't going to put all the friends together, that Wayne is going to mismatch things and cause confusion. And I love confusion. So I think he was the master of confusion in this, these pairings. So Kennedy and Sav, to me, I was like, oh my God, this is a total mismatch.
Oh, I thought they would do okay, honestly.
Well, I like, just based on Kennedy's last couple of weeks and like, and then also Sav's last week, I was like, Sav is a great communicator with MD. Will she be able to do the same thing being yelled at through the wall from Kennedy? And it did take that.
Yeah. And Kennedy, I feel like, well, she's an excellent chef.
Incredible.
I was a little concerned about, and you kind of get to see it, her when she's giving direction or getting direction put at her, she gets a little frustrated.
Yes.
Very easily. And so
what a chef person would be, frustrated easily by it, because it's just like, plus you can't see it, so you can't say no move.
Right.
Left,
you're like,
right. Yeah. Right. And then Bryn and Colby are paired together. And I, like, as a fan of Bryn, I was nervous here. I'm going to be straight, because I was like, Colby, remember, traded her earlier in the season, which I didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand that then. So they haven't had the experience of working together. Now, I always say I'm never nervous about Bryn. I was fucking nervous about what was going to happen with Bryn this week, because like, she's a good communicator, I think, in these challenges, but it's going to take a lot to do this, especially with someone that you haven't really been in a team environment with before.
Yeah. Bryn's not really, I feel like, the most vocal.
Right.
So I was worried if she was going to take the lead, but she's not super vocal and Colby is more vocal, but he's sitting back. I didn't know what was.
But he should also be the one to take the lead.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. But... So, I mean, that's the other thing, too. And I don't mean that. You almost have to, and on these teams in these wall challenges, say, you lead, I'll be the Sioux. You're the chef. I'll listen. You expedite and tell me. Like, I feel like.
Yeah, or else you're just yelling at each other the whole time.
Right. And so speaking of yelling at each other the whole time, Reagan and Jennifer get paired up together.
But the beginning of this one, I think, obviously, because this goes back to the, like, having similar tastes or, like, styles of food. These two, they're both from the South, so they have very similar styles of food, so they're going to understand kind of maybe what dish to make together.
Yeah.
But the other half of this challenge is plating, and that's where this could get really
so bad. Can I say something, and I alluded to this last week, but I don't know, you know, like, when the show is the top 20, some people get lost in the shuffle. But now that we're seeing more of Reagan, I'm like, I love this person.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
It's just so funny, and her reactions are incredible, and her food looks awesome, too. Mm-hmm. So seeing the two of them super excited about everything, and, like,
oh, man, they're so cute in the pantry.
Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, like, it was... It was exciting to see Jennifer excited and also to see Reagan excited.
Two little school girls just so excited about their Southern dish. And, oh my God, it was hilarious.
The opposite of school girls, Wayne and Grant.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just these Midwest men, Midwest white men. Just
And so I was like, I am nervous about Wayne whenever he's teamed up with someone because, as I sit here in his Need Salt shirt, I'm always just kind of like, is he going to be able to listen and also can he do that? Like, he's, and especially given the thing that he had the magical power, it feels like he's going to go all the way to the leadership, you know?
Yeah. Because I feel like he started to learn a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant, I feel like definitely. He just seems like so teddy bearish that he's going to be able to take direction, but also give it and just be very kind and level headed about it. He seems like one of those guys that doesn't get very easily frustrated.
Yes.
I was like, okay, I actually was like, this is going to work between the two of them. And then they started talking about their dish, and I was like, they understand it.
Totally.
They'll be fine. Like,
but Grant is a good balance, you know?
He's so. Like,
Grant is not going to get into an argument with Wayne.
No.
You know what I mean? He's not going to feel hot about anything Wayne said. He's going to be chill.
This season really doesn't have, like, Wayne's probably the closest thing to, like, they're like, oh, two alpha males. And I'm like, I don't know if really any of them are, like, really alpha males. Like,
well, right. And by the same token, like, Wayne has been on teams before. Like, I'm talking about before MasterChef.
Yeah.
And so he is a good team player.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he happens to be just trying to, it's not the team, he needs to win this on his own, right?
My biggest, like, realization when they were in their team standing up there and they were saying, like, the double elimination stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to get real now. Cause, like, we're losing good people. Whatever team loses, like, we're losing good people, that really shouldn't go home, but we're at that point in the competition. That
stars are going to leave.
This is when it gets real, real.
Did I ask you who you thought was going to have a problem here as the pairings? Not yet. So who did you, who were you like, oh, that's going to work, that's not going to work?
I was worried about Brynn and Colby.
Same.
Yeah. I was definitely concerned.
Worried about Reagan and Jennifer only because of, you know, Jennifer being deaf in 1 year, I was like, I don't know, like, this is going to be I wasn't worried about Jennifer. She's a great cook and chef, so I wasn't worried about that. But, like, this would be a real challenge.
I was worried, like, initially when they, like, made the pairing, but then when they started talking.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Like, in the pantry, I was like, oh, okay, they'll be all right because they understand it.
That makes sense.
Kennedy
and Sav?
Well, it's same thing. I feel like it's so interesting. Like, I get so... like, my opinions change so fast once I hear the composition of the dish. Once I heard, like, what they were doing, like, making, I was like, oh, smart. They're good. Like, no problem. Although Beurre Blancs, I'm like, don't make a Beurre Blanc.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
I immediately was like, oh, this is a bad idea. And because two teams were attempting to make a Blanc, and I was like, they're gonna break.
Why did we do that all of a sudden? Was that like in the handbook this morning? Like, let's do that.
No, I don't know, but I immediately, that was a red flag for me of like, ooh, just skip the whole sauce thing.
Just microwave a chicken.
If you're going to do it, and they even said this, and this was, again, something that I basically learned from the show, that because they would mention this. If you're going to do a puree, you don't necessarily need a sauce because you got so much going on. And especially in a challenge like this, like simpler is better. Like get like your three or four components and that's it. You know, don't have too much stuff going on, and Burr Blancs are going to break. We're going to have problems. They're going to taste different.
Well, but, salt okay. So now Wayne and Grant,
sorry, it's like my chef going off.
No, you're good. But Wayne and Grant forget eggs. So they can't even make it.
I know. Well, they were going to make a Bernaise.
Bernaise. Right. Sorry.
It's different. So that's like a Hollandaise.
But
that's
so different. They couldn't even, so they couldn't do the.
Yeah, that stinks. I can totally see that. Like how that happens. You're trying to grab everything and you're just like, oh, we didn't.
What did you think
like
that?
That'd be like, you know, you're like, forgot your steak and you're just like, oh shit.
But this is a great example of like them being able to figure it out. Like why Grant is a good pick, because it's like, okay, Grant was like, I got you. I know how to fix this. And he looks at what he has and they're able, even though maybe it wasn't executed. It didn't seem like it was executed. Yeah, great.
It was kind of weird. But I definitely think the judges helped him through that to be like, guys, you need to think about the gills and the mushrooms. And if you just do that, like, how are you going to help the color? And then they were like, oh, we'll add cream. And then it turned into a mushroom cream sauce. And they like finally
got
to the vision. But originally they were like a mushroom and white wine reduction. And I was like, ew. Like,
do you notice that they make a lot of baseball references whenever they talk about Wayne?
Do they?
Is it just something that I've known? You don't want to strike.
Yeah, you probably notice
out.
It.
I don't know. Like they just say like little things every
little
once
puns
in a
while. Little puns every although.
Okay. Kennedy is doing great. She's verbal. She's a solid leader. I have a really good feeling.
Yeah, they're doing the
scallops. I have a really good feeling about Kennedy, just like generally speaking, once this show is wrapped and what she's going to go on and do. Like,
I think she's focused.
Yeah. I just have such a good, she just has such a good energy about her. Let's see. It's not going well. Well, it's going well with Bryn and Colby, but it's not going well, right? They're going to make this sauce. What did you think of the sauce that they were going to make? It was like a pear. What was it? Pear?
Pear, raspberry, and red wine, right?
Yeah.
So I was very, like when they were in the pantry, I was very concerned because it was very much that Bryn was telling Colby, hey, we're going to use fennel. And Colby was like, I don't know how to use that. And she was like, it's fine. Like, you know how to cut an apple. It's the same. And then
I became nervous.
And then she mentioned the fruit red wine sauce and then he was like, all right. Like he was definitely very like timid about it. And then she said like, and then they were doing salmon and I was like, oh.
Right. Like, this is a great dish for her to try to execute, for Bryn to try to execute, but maybe not the best wall challenge dish.
Yeah. And it just, some of the flavors just didn't.
I agree.
Yeah. Just make a ton of sense. And so I was right off the bat, I was like, this sauce is going to be weird with salmon. But, and then because Colby wanted to use salmon because he felt more confident with salmon. Yeah. And then I don't know. I think that's initially where it falls apart. And then once you have your ingredients, you're stuck with it. So you just have to gotta go with it.
And Colby even says to her that he's worried about the sauce as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think of this sauce? He tries to give her a moment to be like, we need to fix this shit. But like how we always talk about this here, how do you, and even Bryn says it like, she seems like she's worried about the sauce, but what other options are there at that point?
Well, not a ton because you can't taste the other person's sauce. So it's not like you can just like fix something to taste.
You can be
right.
Like, mine tastes fine. So it's got to taste the same. That's what I'm thinking.
Or I don't know. It's kind of, it's really hard in that decision, that time, because if I'm making something on the stove, I could be thinking that I'm making something perfectly and I taste it. I'm like, ooh, that tastes weird. And then I start to fix it. because you can always, like, as a chef, you can just fix things so they taste right. Well, you can't do that when, like, you can't taste theirs. You don't know what it looks like. You don't know what the texture is. You don't know, really. You say you add a pinch of salt. Well, you know, it's different for everybody. So, you know, squeeze half a lemon. Well, that's different for every lemon. So it's so difficult. So that's why you really have to stick with things that you can have full control over. Because even in that instance, things are still going to go wrong. So I don't know.
As I was watching Jennifer and Reagan, it starts to fall apart a bit. You know, the communication's breaking down. What did you think of them?
Yeah, you could definitely see that, or hear, or whatever you want to call it, that Jennifer's, like, hearing loss was starting to play a role, because Reagan would yell at her. And who knows what the edit was like, because that could have just been, they kind of like to draw that up.
Sure.
But she would shout something and then just be like, no answer.
But can I say something about Jennifer?
Yeah.
We saw a tag team challenge with Jennifer and Charles, and it was a disaster. This was not anything like that. This was not a disaster at that level.
No, like, much better.
All of her dishes looked executed. Like, so in that particular challenge, we can say that it wasn't really maybe necessarily all a Jennifer issue.
No, definitely not. I think
not to go back to that, but yeah.
No, and I think at the end of the challenge, when they were doing the plating, I think Jennifer was getting stressed, and that's where, like, she was stressed just about her own plate. And then, but Jennifer was the leader, and Reagan was literally, like, standing at the wall being like, what do you want? Like, Jennifer, you're not responding. I need to plate something.
Scary. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very scary for a second. I was like, Reagan's totally in the weeds because she's flying blind, but she needs to finish her plate, but Jennifer's not responding. And that's when I was like, oh God. Like,
yeah.
It was like they did so well until the last 4 minutes.
And Wayne and Grant are, like, in tandem. Like, they, like, maybe the sauce, maybe the sauce isn't right, but, like, they're communicating great. They, like, literally telling each other, like, you know, counterclockwise or 12 and 3, you know, like, they've got the plates landed exactly how they want everything to sort of lay out. And it feels like there's good communication there.
So I'm going to Satham is a little bit of, like, insider information, and this is totally speculation, but I did well in the wall challenge, and I was on an end. Like, I was on the end. And Grant and Wayne were on the end.
Uh-huh.
And Kennedy and Sav were on the end.
Uh-huh. It's Where are you going with this? I can't wait
so
to hear.
So you're only having sound from the other team coming in from one side. As opposed to people in the middle are getting it from both ears.
Everything.
Yeah. So the people on the end, I think, do have an advantage because there's, you know, they can lean a little bit towards their other side of their station.
Yeah.
And have a little bit more volume.
I thought you were going to say you can sneak a peek.
Oh, no. They are tough on that one. We tried to do that many times. We also tried to put, like, some of our, I couldn't remember if we were allowed to do this, but, like, Grant threw over a portobello mushroom to.
I saw that. Yeah. Wayne. Is that legal?
I think sharing an ingredient is legal. We at one point tried to, like, put some of our sauce into, like, a little container and close it up and then throw it over the wall. That would have been, and
that's a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, you guys can't do that.
like, by well, the way,
you didn't say that.
Not only were Wayne and Grant doing well with the cook, but Wayne made the catch.
He did.
He didn't drop because maybe somebody else would have dropped the mushroom on the ground and it would have caused all kinds of chaos. But Wayne, I wonder what position he played when he was playing baseball.
I don't know.
He nailed it. Still has the hands. So should we talk about, let's say I think we see this, how this is all playing out. Let's talk about, they come to do the tasting now, right? We're going to get judged on who's the best, and we'll talk sort
of
about.
This part is so great. I love it.
It's my favorite part. Grant and Wayne come up first. I thought the plating looked perfect.
Like, yeah.
Literally looked side by side comparison.
Pretty much.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Judges love it.
Complicated, bigger items, you know, like a big smear, put the steak here, line your three, like, very.
Both dishes were cooked beautifully, they say. The restaurant quality. There's a concern over one of the potatoes. I feel like it's Wayne's.
It was a little lumpy.
Something like that. But ultimately, and then I think Aron even disagreed with that. And the Bernays sauce would have been a grand slam, Joe says.
Yeah, it definitely needed it.
They probably know that too. But I think after that, you know, you're feeling, after that judging, you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, as soon as the judging happened, I was like, okay, well, they're safe. Like, there's no way they're going home on this unless everybody killed it, which we already know was not the case by the end of the, you know, the clock.
Jennifer and Reagan come up. I'm nervous to see what the plates are going to look like.
They got on him about the dollops of carrot. Remember, like, this isn't a joke.
Oh, I loved that moment.
I know. I love when they do that. That happened a couple times on my season when someone was, like, giggling.
Well,
like, they didn't find this funny.
They were. It was like a giggle fest about the sauce, and he says, "This is serious. It's not a giggle. Two of you are going home tonight." I was like, "Holy shit! I would have left. I would have cried."
I know. Well, and it's one of those things. Like sometimes when you're in a really stressful situation, it's like a coping mechanism. It's like you just laugh about it because you're like, "I don't know."
I know, and
you're so stressed, and you're just like.
The nervousness is like,
yes,
like, I don't even know what the fucking plates are going to look like, man.
Right. Well, I was impressed. I'm going to say this because we had two of the, I think we only had four teams. Two of the teams didn't even have the same actual plate. Like the dishware was different.
I remember
which
that.
I thought hilarious. I'm like, oh my gosh, they couldn't even get the right dishes. Like, yeah,
Gordon hates shit like that. He's the
face. Like literally, someone like grabbed a gray plate and a white plate. I mean, you couldn't even get the color right, guys. Come on.
I love when Gordon puts his hands on his eyes and on his head, hide eyes, and he's just like he doesn't even know how he's gonna. He can't even like.
Yeah, he, like rubs his eyebrows.
Compute it in his brain.
Right.
It looks messy. It looks jumbled. But ultimately, it does look like it matches. But Aron says, I don't know if I should
raise this or not. It's like accidentally the same shit show, you know?
Like it is identical, but it might be identically wrong.
Right.
Right.
But
ultimately, there's things that they like. There's a lot of issues, though, with the plate. One of the scallops was undercooked. I think Reagan's was perfect. I think Jennifer's was undercooked.
Yeah, undercooked. Jennifer issues. Was lacking. Well, they said there were seasoning problems on both of them.
Yeah.
More so on Jennifer's, just like lacking salt and flavor. And that is something in the tag team or in the wall challenge, you almost do forget about the normal process of like salting everything because you're
that's
so
why you
focused.
Need to get one of your need salt t-shirts and wear it if you're a competitor, because then you'll be reminded that you needed to add salt.
Yeah, I do remember that during the challenge that I had like purposely be like, oh my gosh, we didn't season the puree. Like you have to like, I don't know, it just goes out the window because you're focused on so many other things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so their seasoning was definitely different. The cook was different on quite a few things.
But they said Reagan's food was more flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Right. What do you know? Like at that point, Jennifer and Reagan, I think have to be
slightly worried.
Yeah.
I don't know. Slightly concerned, but not like, I wasn't like call 911, you know, like these girls.
Like you didn't think
home.
They were
going
to be going home.
No, I didn't think so at that point.
Kennedy and Sav. I felt confident here, but I was also very nervous because of how confident Sav was in the previous episode. So
right.
I was like, there was a time where I felt as confident as Sav, and that turned out to bite me in the ass. So,
right. You gotta be careful with that.
And I'm sure Sav was feeling that as well. But again, they open up the plates, look identical. But Kennedy's sauce is broken.
Yeah. Again, the beurre blanc thing. I was like, ah, such a tricky one.
There's a lot
scallops
of compliments.
Scallops were great. Yeah, I was very impressed, both of them, with their cook on the scallops. That's not really an easy thing to do, especially in a high-stress situation. And they were, like, perfectly golden
anytime
half scallops.
Someone, like, the week that Colby made the patty melt, even though you guys said it didn't look, I was, like, craving a fucking patty melt like you wouldn't believe. when I saw Kennedy and Sav's scallops, I was like, yo, I haven't. And like, you can actually literally taste scallops in your brain. So weird. But I, Sav is great. Sav's stuff is really good. And they give her a lot of compliments. And I, you know, I just am behind this person so much. I love her. She's very humble. She's very kind. And she's like the underdog in the story right now.
Yeah, it makes me feel like really good when they give her a compliment, and the compliment they gave her was so high and very well earned. And again, I can just see her confidence, you know, getting even better as we go into the top six. So I don't know with her, like she could be in the finale. She's
I hope so. Kelsey, I really like her. Cole, she just seems like a good fucking person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Colby and Bryn, they come up. I'm stressed because, you know, I'm rooting for Bryn, and I'm like, this is it could be okay. Like I just said before, like this might all turn around and make sense.
Yeah, it might be great.
I think Bryn even says like it's going to be fine. Like
the problem is the sauce, like on screen, it looked like a fruit smoothie, didn't it? You had to think that, right?
You know, I don't. You know, you got me against the ropes here because you know I do not like to say negative things about.
I know, but you gotta speak truthfully. It looked like something from Jamba Juice.
It did. It did not look like. It looked like someone at your house, like one of your kids, was like, "I'm experimenting with cooking. I made a sauce." And I just, and you were like, oh no, that's not, you don't put those flavors together.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It did not look great. And then, unfortunately, like at the very least, Bryn's plating looked good.
Yeah, her plate Colby's, looks really pretty.
I don't even know what happened with Colby's plating.
Yeah, I think like she threw, like she had the dots, which would have been just fine. But then she threw that like, oh, wipe it. You know, with your
and
just threw that out, and I was like, oh no! As soon as she said that, I was like, no, don't stop while you're ahead.
Just
like,
do the
because
dots.
That's gonna be if you're trying to do something to like swipe.
Oh well, like well, someone says it looks like baby food.
Oh right, well the color did. It's like something it didn't look like a natural food color, if that makes any sense, because it looked too like fuchsia-y.
It was a mess, and I did say to myself, "Fuck, Bryn is going." I just knew it. And
it made me really upset because, I mean,
and Colby's
two,
going.
Yeah. So those two themselves, I mean, they are like a power team, you know, like both of them are really good chefs.
I wasn't rooting for Bryn. I was rooting for Colby. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
And thanks. And Wayne, t-shirt sending Wayne, is the one that really essentially sent them home because of putting them together in a way.
Yeah, I never believed that that's the case, but yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna play the game, then yes. But I mean, that was just it wasn't anybody's fault because it wasn't like
it's
just
their
because,
fault, Kelsey. Yeah, it's Bryn and it's
no,
essentially
I mean, it
Bryn's,
wasn't just like one person's fault. It
falls on Bryn. She's the one who came up with the sauce. She's the one who led the fennel. I'm sorry, I don't want to say that. You know what I mean?
I think
she's amazing, but it ultimately will fall on her shoulders. It's not.
Yeah.
It is Colby's fault, maybe for not executing.
Right, because they didn't the salmon was raw.
But even if that had been executed, the sauce was never going to be.
Right.
The sauce was
I think regardless, it would have still sent them home. Yeah, it was tough. I mean, again, regardless of the episode or like what happened, two really good chefs were going home. And so I was like, oh, this is really tough pill to swallow. And I mean, Bryn, she held it together so well. Up
she's
there,
great
but
with
you could
that.
See her lip, like
I know.
You could see her like chin just like quivering the whole time, and I was like, "Oh, girl, like this is hurting me to watch." I felt,
and Colby as well, because you know, there's the time. Like, I mean, I said to on this podcast, I think, or off the podcast, like I'm so connected to Colby's story.
Yeah,
like I mean,
just from day one, you know, like with
his
grandparents,
being like
there.
You know,
yeah,
like my grandparents are, my grandmother was really important to me in my life. So like to have that connection and for him to have that situation where he got to bring him on and have Gordon try it and get the, like, it's just a story that you're rooting for. You want to see that happen.
I know, and the wall is just one of those challenges that can take down anybody at any point in time. One slip up in communication, one bad move, and it. you know, it can all come busting down because you can't really fix anything. Like there can't be any mistakes because you don't know what's happening to the other person.
Yes.
So it's so challenging. And it, I don't know, this is just where, again, stuff gets real and we're connected to all the contestants at this point.
So now we get to the bottom and the top team. Well, first off, the top team is Wayne and Grant and Kennedy and Seb. It's so good to see both of those teams win. I think they all were well-deserved and they're going to be in the top six. How do you feel about that information?
It's crazy to be talking about top six.
I know.
Like, we're getting to the end because usually they'll have one or two more like regular type challenge. Well, they still have to do the MasterChef, like the restaurant takeover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably next episode.
Oh, that is next episode.
Yeah.
Then according to the preview, I'm so excited. And it's also a perfect way for us to lead into our Hell's Kitchen podcast that we're going to continue.
We're going to have Gordon screaming again. So, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, we're moving into top six. We've got a great group of people moving into top six.
Okay, let's talk. Yeah, I think those four are amazing. It's any of those four can win this. But we'll get into the specifics of who you think. So we get to the bottom, and it is Bryn and Colby. I was holding out hope, being a Bryn fan, that somehow Jennifer and Reagan, but I knew that I knew what was happening here, and I was really upset. What's more upsetting is if that's even shocking, is that Bryn is not coming on our podcast.
I know you're really bummed about it.
I don't understand it. And I want to say that this podcast is a super fun experience. I'm a super fan of so many chefs. I was a super fan of yours when it happened. I made a documentary and Brooke Williamson was in the audience at some screening of it. And she said that she liked my movie. And I like,
that's so cool.
I fanned out, like I was turned into a fanboy over it. So, you know, I'm just a fan of Bryn. I felt like she was somebody that really brought the chefy quality that I like in people, like my people. And that's what I was cheering on and rooting for. So if I've any of my silliness on this podcast or your criticisms of something that she did on this podcast led to her,
it could be me.
It probably is.
It's probably me. So
anyway. Bryn, I'm sorry if anything has been said on this podcast that made you not want to come on. That's, I feel terrible, and please change your mind and come back on, because we wanted to have some laughs and talk to you about this incredible experience.
Let's get Reagan and Bryn on together.
That would be my dream, actually. I was just going to say, because the two of them together are fucking hilarious. Yeah. Okay, so that is what happens. It's a very unfortunate thing that they're out. But I did feel at that point Wayne's arrow worked, and he got rid of two of the most important people in this competition that could have easily won it.
Yeah, he probably felt pretty good about that one.
It worked. Gordon had tears in his eyes when Colby was going, which I've never seen.
Yeah, I think they had a bond, and again, like not something we would ever see on TV, but obviously he also connected with Colby's story and really liked the guy, you know. Yes. I'm sure they spent more time together, or like, you know, there's a lot of things we don't see on camera that he was probably really upset, you know. You get connected.
I was devastated. People. I was devastated about Bryn. Then she's not coming on the podcast, and then Colby's gone too. I was like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck is going on this week?
It starts to get...
This is like the MasterChef drama that I didn't expect to have in my life, because I've been getting so attached to all these people that are on the show. You know, like I wanted to see Colby win if it wasn't going to be Bryn. All right. So there's six people left. Who do you want to see?
Shake it off.
I'm not going to shake it off. That's what Wayne would probably suggest, being a baseball guy. You know, get back in the box and next week's a different game.
Yeah.
So who are your favorites moving into the next few weeks here?
I'm still on Wayne and Grant. Like, those two are top for me. And I don't know, Sav's on a roll. I think this girl could take it.
I still think Kennedy is very possible.
Yes.
She had a couple of bad weeks, but she's a consistent leader. She's always doing creative things. She's definitely a superstar. So I could see her totally taking this.
It's anybody's game. Like Reagan could totally take it. Her flavors are so good. I would love to see like her finale dishes. Love, you know, seeing that come together. And obviously Jennifer, like technique can trump all. I would say if I had to name my who's going to be in the finale, because they always ask that, like who's going to be
the top three? There's three or two? Finale? Three.
There's three. I would say Grant, Wayne, and Kennedy.
That's a good three.
Yeah. I think that's a fair
maybe
three.
And maybe Sav.
There's only three. You have to pick
three. No, I'm saying maybe Sav taking one of those spots.
Oh, I know. But you have to pick three. You can't say, maybe this and maybe that. Like,
God. Okay. So we're
Or else you're picking four.
Okay. So then I'm going to that's the three I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying that Sav could sneak in instead of say maybe Wayne.
Could. But you can only pick three.
Fuck. What the fuck with this pick? It's my game and I'm now upset about it.
I just said like not four. You have to pick three. That's like when they ask you like, oh, I like that's everybody.
That's my three as well. And that's not a shade to Jennifer or Reagan or Sav. It's just based on the...
Sav, you were so close and you're so close.
In Pete's theory. Yeah. No, I would love to see Sav win it all. I mean, she's the underdog. She's someone that like I really enjoyed seeing in this competition. I guess at this point, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, again, like we've said, at this point, any mixture of the six of them could be in the top three. So... Yeah. It's fun to speculate and see how wrong we will probably be at the end of this.
Exactly. Reagan wins.
Little do we know. Who knows? Maybe they bring somebody back.
What the fuck? Talking about?
I don't know. I'm just speculating.
That would be amazing.
I think they did that. They only did that once. They did it once on a season where they brought somebody back.
Would want Brenda
it was like early on. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, this has been a great week. This has been a stressful week for me in terms of being a super fan of this show. So many upsetting things happened. Even Madame Donut going upset me.
I know. Yeah.
She just had
a great conversation with her. She's doing such amazing things with the Maui fires. So definitely, if you didn't check out that interview, go back and check out the interview we did with her that was right before this. And then right after this, we have our interview with Colby, and definitely check that out. It's a great interview. He's so cool. So it was really great to get to chat with him, and talk with him. So definitely check that interview out. And then we're getting down to the nitty gritty. I'm going to go hype this all up on Instagram now though, because people need to watch these next two episodes. They're both really good.
This is probably some of the best MasterChef I've seen.
Oh yeah.
You know, these last couple of weeks.
These last two episodes have been great. And even last week and stuff was the next week and stuff like that.
You alluded to the Hell's Kitchen stuff. That looked intense.
I love it.
I do love that too. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. So all right, guys. Thank you for tuning into the Real Eats podcast with us. Stay tuned. We have an interview with Colby coming up right after this.